We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim Chelek Beis, Hilchos Maaseh Umatan, Halacha Dalet, towards the end of paragraph Yud. We'll review a few lines of what we did in the end of the last year. We'll begin from the words, V'zehu ki achris le'ish sholoim. Rav Nosson Zal says, there's a pasuk that says, ki achri, Rav Nosson Zal is in the middle of explaining a pasuk, and he's up to the last words in the pasuk. He already spoke about Shmor Tom or E Yosher Ki Achris Li Sholoim. Rav Nosson Zal says Achris Daiko Ki Ze Ikra Tachlis Amekuvo Shelat Mimim, because this is the ultimate goal and objective of those people who are sincerely serving Hashem. Sheyizku La Achris Toiv, that they should be zoche to a good future, a good end. Bebechinas Toiv Achris Tova Mereishisoi, the end is much more important than the beginning. Dehainu sheyizku sheyizkasher ho'achris lo'reishis, meaning they should be zoichev at the end, should be tied to the beginning. Dehainu sheyihye nichlal bo'yisborach, meaning to be zoichev, to be plugged into the beginning of all beginnings, which is Hashem. Lo'ichein ho'rishoim, whereas the rishoim have the opposite hashkofa. Shenem arbohem, about them the posuk says, yihye achrisam la'achris, that their end will be that they will be cut away. Achrisam daika. Note, the pasuk says their end. Ki achris rishoim nichroso alidei sherotzu chas rishom lahafrid bein advekim lahafrid hu achris meoreshis alidei kfirosom shekofru beemunas hashgocha bezaylam agashmi. Through the fact that these rishoim deny the hashgocha proti, that Hashem supervises every single detail of what's taking place in this physical world, through that they're trying to make a separation between the beginning, Hashem, and the Achris, the rest of creation. Shehu Bechinas Achris V'Seif Kol Dargin, because this physical world is like the end of all the Madregas of Kedusha. And these Rishon who don't believe in Hashgacha Proti, they're trying to separate the end from the beginning by denying that Hashem, who is the beginning of all beginnings, supervises every single detail and every iota of what takes place in this physical world, which is called the end of all ends. Avolat tzadikim ha-maminim bashkochos yizborach me'reish kol dargin ad sof kol dargin, whereas the tzadikim who believe in Hashgacha Proti, and they believe that Hashgacha Proti goes from the beginning, from the top of all tops, to the bottom and to the end of all endings, through that emuna, they bind together the end to the beginning. And therefore the pasuk says, their end will be a good end. That a man of peace, he will have a good end. V'alkein b'leil shavuot shenoirim kol alaylo l'sakein koyach harois l'hamshich hashgacha shleima b'chinas or yoshev or achoizer. Therefore, on the night of Shavuos, when we stay up all night, staying up all night means not having any shut eye, not closing our eyes for any length of time. And we're doing that in order to be mesakein the light of the hashgacha, to draw the hashgacha upon ourselves, which is this concept of or yoshev and or achoizer. And by doing that, we are zeche that our picture should be brought back, our image should be brought back to the eye of Hashem Kaviyochu. And the end is tied back to the beginning. And this is why the Sifrei Kabbalah say that by staying up the whole night of Shavuos, that's a tikkun for anything that a person did to deserve the penalty of kores. Because Rav Nosson Zal explained here what kores is. Kores means slice, chop, separating the end from the beginning, which the Rishonim who don't believe in Hashgacha Proti, that's their crime, that they don't believe that the end is tied to the beginning. Whereas the concept of staying up all night, keeping our eyes open, means plugging into the ultimate open eye of Hashem, declaring our faith in the open eyes of Hashem, that Hashem sees all and controls all. By doing that, we make a tikkun for any pigam in this concept of Hashgacha Proti, our faith in Hashgacha Proti, which means we make a tikkun for anything related to this punishment of Kores. Shehu bechinas krisus achris mebechinas reishis, because the penalty of Kores is a concept of cutting the end from the beginning. Ki ata b'leil Shavuos zeichem lekasher ho'achris bereishis kanal. Because on the night of Shavuos, we are zeichet to tie together the end to the beginning. Shehu shoresh kol ha-Torah, which is the source and the foundation of the whole Torah. Shehu b'chinas einayim kanal. We learned earlier that the whole Torah is the concept of eyes. The Torah begins with the word bereishis. And the word bereishis, we said, was roshei, bas. Roshei referred to the three roshim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, which correspond to the three colored rings of the eye. Bas refers to the pupil of the eye, which is called bas ayin. So that bereishis symbolizes the eye. And the last words in the Torah, le'enei kol Yisrael, refer to the eyes of the Jewish people, teaching us that the whole concept, what the Torah is all about, is drawing the original eye, the eye of Hashem, down to us, to the lowest levels of creation, which is this physical world, this Olam HaAsiya that we live in, that we function in, and being zeicha that we, our image, should be brought back into the eye of Hashem, that we should be zeicha to be part of the total Hashgacha of Hashem. Paragraph Yud Aleph, U'bishvil zeh, and it's for this reason that Haskolas HaTorah Hu Bereishis, that the Torah begins with Bereishis, Shehu Bechinas Re'iyah V'Hashgacha, which is the concept of seeing and supervising. Ki Bereishis U'Bechinas Tlas Gavnen Deino Basayim, because we said before that Bereishis is the concept of the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. The Seif HaTorah Hu Le'enei Kol Yisrael, and the Torah ends with the words Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Ki HaHashgocho B'chinas Korach HaRois Nimshach Meireishis Vad Achris Meireish Kol Dargin Ad Seif Kol Dargin, because the Hashgocho goes from the beginning to the end, from top to bottom, from the beginning of all levels down to the end of all levels, Ad Shechoizer V'nichlal HaSeif B'HaRois HaAchris B'Reishis, so that the end gets brought back and plugged into the beginning. That's the concept of a total vision, a complete vision, a complete hashgacha. Shezehu ikar shleimus soriya vashgacha. Nimtza shesayif haTorah mekusha l'roisha. So we see that the end of the Torah is tied into the beginning. They're both the same concept. Ki soif haTorah le'enei kol Yisrael, because the Torah ends with the words le'enei kol Yisrael. V'hascholas haTorah hu bereishis, and the Torah begins with the words bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Shehu gam kein bechinas re'iyah v'hashgacha, which is also the concept of Hashem's ability to see everything and supervise over everything. Shezeh bechinas bereishis kanal, as we said, that's included in the word bereishis, roshei bas. Ki soif v'ho'achris mekusher bereishis, because the end is definitely bound to the beginning. Shezehu ikar shleimus ha'riyah kanal, and that's the concept of a complete vision. V'alkein soif haTorah medaber me'enei kol Yisrael shehem soifim u'mabitim eilav Yisborach. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says now, if you look at the end of the Torah, when it uses the words le'enei kol Yisrael over there, it refers to the concept of the Jews having their eyes turned to Hashem. Why? Ki heim ma'aminim b'ashkachos Yisborach tomid. Because the Jews believe in Hashem's constant supervision. How are they zeicha to that? Through the fact that we receive the Torah, and through Moshe Rabbeinu, and through all the miracles that we witnessed, that's what gave us this emuna in Hashgacha Proti. As the Pasuk says over there, at the end of the Torah, ולכל האויסויס והמויפסים ולכל היד החזקו ולכל המויר הגודל אשר עושה מוישה לעיני כל ישראל, that regarding the powerful hand of Hashem and the great awesomeness of Hashem and the great miracles which Moshe Rabbeinu performed in before the eyes of all the Jewish people, that's what the Torah ends with. V'ascholas haTorah medaberes me'enei Hashem Yisborach, and the Torah begins by speaking about the eyes of Hashem, shezeh b'chinas bereishis Tamon Roshe, Tamon Bas. The Zohar, the Tikkun HaZohar says that the word Bereishis is made up of two words, Roshe, Reish Aleph Shin Yud, and Bas. Shehem klas gavnen deino basayim, which refers to the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil of the eye. Haynu bechinas einei hashgachos yizborach hashebohem utzeifo mabit mereishis abriyat soif kaladoros. This refers to the eye of supervision of Hashem, with which Hashem looks from the beginning of creation through all the generations till the end of time. Ubohem boros kol olam. And it's with that, it's with kaviyochol, the eye of Hashem, that Hashem created the entire world. Kamay shekosu bereishis bor lekem es hashemayim v'soretz. Bereishis, with Bereishis, Hashem created heaven and earth, meaning with his eyes, with his hashgacha proti. U'kamay shekosu, and as the pasuk says, ki hu liktsos ha'oretz yabit. Kaviyochol Hashem looks out to the ends of the world, to the ends of the globe. U'bohem hu mechayes o'ilam mecholeis. And with Hashem's eyes, he generates light, life into the world at all times. Kamay shekosav, as the pasuk says, Einei Hashem hema mishoytetois bechol horetz. The eyes of Hashem travel over the entire world. Nimtza, shehascholas ha-Torah medaberes meinei Hashem izborach, v'siyum ha-Torah medaberes meinei kol Yisrael. So that we see the beginning of the Torah is talking about the eyes of Hashem, which look out onto the world, which create in it. The end of the Torah is talking about the eyes of Klal Yisrael, which are focused back on Hashem. V'alidei ha-Torah ha-Gdoshe shubachinas emunah kanal, ha-idei zeh mekushra ha-soif v'achris boreishis. And the Torah, which is middle, you know, which is from the beginning to the end, the Torah is what is our foundation of faith. That's what ties together the beginning to the end, the eyes of Hashem to the eyes of the Jewish people. Shezehu biatzmoi bechinas hiskashrus v'klolius einei kol Yisrael shem bechinas achris negdo Yisborach shem ukushorim bo Yisborach bereishis hamachshava. That itself is the concept of tying together the eyes of the Jewish people, which compared to Hashem, they symbolize the end, all the way at the end, the bottom, and tying that back to the eyes of Hashem, kaviyochol, the reishis hamachshov of Hashem, the original thought of Hashem, which is the beginning, ki kulo chad, because this is all one, Hashem, the Jewish people, ki kodshe berichu v'oiraisa v'yisrael kulo chad, because there's a very famous statement in the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are all one. And here Rav Nosson Zal says, "Kialidei she'onu ma'aminim bashkachoshi yisporach." Through the fact that we believe that Hashem is supervising every iota and detail of creation and of us, u'mekayimen es haTorah, and we fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah, ayidei zeh hashgachosoi magi aleinu b'shleimus. That's what guarantees that the hashgach of Hashem reaches us 100%. The eyes of Hashem are focused upon us perfectly. And our image is transported back into the eye of Hashem, kaviyochol. And that's what binds our eyes to the eyes of Hashem, kaviyochol. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki ayin bi ayin yiru. An eye to an eye will see. Kaviyochol, referring to this connection between us and Hashem. Shezeo bechinas hiskashrus uklolius hoachris bereishis. This is the whole concept of tying together the end to the beginning. Bechinas klolius seif haTorah b'tchilosa. Tying together the end of the Torah to the beginning of the Torah. Klolius einei kol Yisrael bein Hashem Yisborach. Tying together the eyes of the Jewish people to Hashem, shehu bechinas bereishis. Hashem, who is the concept of bereishis. So here, just to summarize briefly, because this is such a beautiful production that Rav Nosson Zal made here. This is one of those examples where Rav Nosson Zal takes the whole Yiddishkeit and wraps it up into one item to show you the importance of that item. He was discussing the importance, how the most important foundation in Yiddishkeit is the realization and faith in the concept of Hashgacha Proti, that there is a Hashem, and kaviyochol Hashem has eyes, which see everything, from the top to the bottom, nitty-gritty, tiniest detail. And Hashem, that's from the beginning of time till the end of time. And Rav Nosson Zal said that that's the whole yesod of our faith in Hashem. Now, another way of saying the yesod of our faith in Hashem is the Torah, the Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal goes ahead and shows you how if you want to take a look at the Torah and just open to page 1 and page 999, open to the beginning and to the end, I'll show you how this is what the Torah is all about. Because if you look at the first word in the Torah, the Tikkun Ezer teaches us that the first word in the Torah is eyes. The word Bereshis, which is actually a code. It's hiding in itself the word Roshe and Bas. Roshe is a nickname for Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, who are three, who correspond to the three colored rings of the eye. Bas is a nickname for the word Bas Ayin. It's a code for the word Bas Ayin, which means the pupil of the eye. So that the word Bereshis in code is referring to the eye of Hashem, the Hashgach of Hashem. What did the eye and the Hashgach of Hashem do? Bara lekimis Hashemayim v'esoretz. That's what created everything. That's what set everything into motion. And that's what maintains everything. Now let's turn to the last page in the Torah. Let's turn to the last line in the Torah. The last line in the Torah is where Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to the Jews, listen, you want to know who Hashem is? You want to know what your kesher to Hashem is? You see everything that I did, all the wonders and miracles, the Yad HaChazoka and the Meira Godel, everything. You see all of this that I did? All of it is Hashem. And it says there distinctly in the Pasuk, all the things that I did, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, it's all from Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal says, look at that. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's point? So it's all from Hashem. So what? So what should I do about it? The answer is, you know what you should do about it? You should look to Hashem only, always. That's what you should do. If you realize that everything good and everything significant that happens to you in your life is from Hashem, then you better know where to direct your attention to, where to be focused on Hashem. That's what the Torah begins with. That's what the Torah ends with, to teach us that's what the whole Torah in effect is all about. The main message of the whole Torah and all Tariyag Mitzvahs, Rav Nosson Zal had said earlier, that every single mitzvah that a Jew does, one of the main reasons why I'm doing that mitzvah is to strengthen and display my faith in Hashem, my faith in Hashgacha Prati. That's what it's all about. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Yud Beis, ubishvil ze kishnei oirim b'leil shvuos b'shvil esakim koyach harois k'dei l'kabel esatoi roshet liyubase. Therefore, when we stay up all night on shvuos, we keep our eyes open in order to make a tikkun for this concept of the eyes, the vision, in order to, because that's the night, that's the day when the Jews receive the Torah, which is dependent on this concept of emun and hashgacha prati. Al kain oisken ozloimar hareishes vasoyv shall kol sedra v'shall kol sefer b'torah shebasav shabapeh. That's why the earlier mikubolim, the earlier tzaddikim, gave us a program for Shavuos night. Now there are many yeshivas where they hear tikkun leil Shavuos, they say that's for girls, that's for ladies. Anybody who couldn't make it in Judaism says tikkun leil Shavuos. You know, if you couldn't make it as a real Jew who learns Gemara with Tosfos, you say tikkun leil Shavuos. But anybody who's really Jewish naturally would learn Gemara Tosfos. This is one of about 10 places in the Kutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal explains the deep, deep significance of why we say the Tikkun Leil Shavuos and why it was set up just that way, that we read the beginning and end of every single parsha in the Chumash, of every single one of the Nevi'im, of every single Gemara in Shas. There's a deep, deep concept behind it, Rav Nosson Zal says. Hainu Kanal, this is tied into what we're saying. That our main declaration on Shavuos is this realization that our mission is to tie the end to the beginning. Lechaber ho'achris bereshis. To tie the end to the beginning. Shehu b'chinas chibur soif ha-Torah b'tchiloso. Which is the whole concept of tying the end of the Torah with the beginning of the Torah, like we do on Simchas Torah. We read Leinei Kol Yisrael and then we start from Bereshis. That's the concept of drawing upon us the total hashgacha of Hashem in a two-way directional motion, you know, from Hashem to us and from us back to Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeo bechinas mashetzrichim lischazek moed moed beis hagmar shel mitzvah v'avodah she'eschil." This is why one of the most important things that a person needs to know regarding Yiddishkeit is that when it comes to finishing a mitzvah, you have to work very, very hard, and you have to be prepared to give yourself all kinds of encouragement to finish the mitzvah. This concept of finishing a mitzvah, completing a mitzvah. Ukmai Sham Razal, as the Gemara tells us, Hamaschil b'mitzvah, Oymrim le'gmoya. That if a Jew starts a mitzvah, we tell him, finish it. Why do we have to tell him? No, there's a concept you have to tell him, because that requires tremendous chizuk, the finishing of it. Ve'ein ha-mitzvah nekras elam shegomra. And the Gemara also tells us that who gets the credit for a mitzvah? The one who finishes it, the one who completes the mitzvah. Ukamay shereim b'chush shehagmar koshe v'koveid mo'oid mo'oid. And Rav Nosson Zal says, as we see, any person who will get involved in Yiddishkeit, in trying to do mitzvahs, will see that very often, finishing the mitzvah is the hardest part. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ha-hascholo koshe moed, because starting something is very difficult. To start is hard. Ukmei shamazal, as the Gemara says, kol hascholo ish koshes, the beginnings, all beginnings, are difficult. The reason being that when you're beginning, you're making a change. Anytime you're beginning, you want to start moving something that's standing still, you want to start it off in motion, you need a tremendous amount of energy to break that inertia. It's in a state of inertia. You want to change its state from inertia to motion. That takes a tremendous amount of kilowatts of power and everything. Starting a car, starting lahavdil begashmius, and especially beruchnius. A person wants to start learning Gemara. He wants to start learning the Zohar Kodesh. He wants to start going to an earlier minyan. He wants to start davening with a minyan. A person who didn't daven with a minyan his whole life wants to start. V'achar ha'hascholo cholechu misnaik tzas keseder. Once a person gets over that first hurdle, he gets over the beginning, then things go smooth for a little while. And then when he gets to the finish, when he's getting close to the finish, again, suddenly it becomes very, very difficult. And this is why the Gemara warns tremendously about completing the mitzvah, finishing the mitzvah. Kamo shemazal, as the Gemara says, hamaschol b'mitzvah oimer meigmor. That if you see somebody who started a mitzvah, tell him to finish. Hainu al pi amavur lemala. This is tied into what we said before. Ki hagmar hu bechinas achris. The end, completing the mitzvah, is a concept of an end, the ending. Ve'ein zeichrin lekashir ho achris bereishis. And the only time that a Jew participates in this concept of tying the end back to the beginning is when he ends a mitzvah. When a Jew completes a mitzvah, he finishes a mitzvah, he's participating in this act of tying the end to the beginning. V'alkein mizgar alze habaldovar moed. And because the Yetzer Hara knows this, because the Yetzer Hara knows that every time a Jew finishes a mitzvah, he makes a siyum on a mesechta, he completes a mitzvah, that's a concept of tying together the beginning of creation with the end of creation. Hashem and the Jewish people, top and bottom. So the Yetzer Hara knows that that's a very, very major achievement. So he tries very hard to block that, to prevent that from happening. V'alkein tzrichin l'eschazek mo'oid ligmar ha-mitzvah v'vodesh eschil. And therefore a Jew has to try very, very hard to complete any mitzvah that he started. Ki kol mitzvah v'vodesh b'protius yesh lo aschol v'soif. Because each and every single individual mitzvah that a Jew does, or avodah that a Jew does, has its beginning and end. Ve'ein ha-mitzvah shleima ha-chagom reisod. And that individual mitzvah is not complete until you finish it, until you do it from beginning to end. Kamay l'moshe, for example, kishetzorech lichtov lo tefillin. When a Jew needs a pair of tefillin written, הנה בתחילה צורך יגיעו לסכן, הולר והקלף בכל התיקון מצריכים. The first stages are to get hold of a piece of leather and to work on that leather and do everything that needs to be done to prep it, to make it, to shape it, to form the box that into which the parshiyos are going to be put. Then he's got to get hold of a piece of parchment, a piece of animal skin, which is part, you know, make it into parchment and prepare that parchment to be worthy of being written on, to be able to write on it. V'yachakach l'sakin ad yoi, and then he's got to prepare the ink. Whole procedure as to how to prepare the ink properly. V'lichtoy v'aleim kidas u'kidin, and then he's got to take the ink and write on the parchment, following all the thousands of laws that are involved in making sure that it's written properly. V'yachakach kishegoymer ksivas kol ha'parshiyos, and then after he finished writing all the parshiyos, kol zman shechoser b'hem adayin ois echod, if he's written all the words except one letter, he didn't finish the last letter, einon bechlal tfilin klal. It is not considered tefillin whatsoever. You do not get 90% of the mitzvah. You do not get 9% of the mitzvah. You do not get 0.00000009% of the mitzvah. You get zero until that last letter is finished. Ad shegomer ksivas kol haparshiyos bishleimus. It's only when you finish writing all the parshiyos bishleimus, that's when it's considered a pair of tefillin. V'yachakach kishekvar nikbu haparshiyos ketikunam, and even after you did that, you finished writing all the parshiyos, afal pikein, afud lo michtov elef parshiyos, v'yichroich atzmoy bohem meroish v'ad sofei, even if a guy writes 1,000 parshiyos of tefillin, and he wraps himself in it from head to toe, and he stands on his head, for that matter, einoy mekayim mitzvos tefillin. Does he get credit for tefillin? Zero. Nothing. Nil. Ki yefshir lekayim mitzvas tefillin ad sheyase batim shel or v'yachnes haparshiyos letoichon. Because you do not fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin until you prepare boxes made out of leather and you put the parshiyos into those boxes. V'yitfereim begidin daik, and you must sew them not using thread, but you must use a type of thread that's made from the sinews of an animal. V'yisaknim b'otzuos, and you have to put the straps through them. V'yanichem al hayad v'al haresh b'mkoymam horei daika, and then you have to put it on your arm and on your head, and it's got to be positioned exactly in the right spot. V'oz davka kiyei mitzvas tefillin, and then and only then did you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin? Mintza. Therefore, we see from there that kol zman shelo tagia hamitzvah el ha'achros v'aseiv, dahinu ha'gmar al pidin ha'torah kedosha, eino mitzvah klal. That until this person finishes all the different steps and all the different procedures to get to the end, he did not do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not yet accomplished whatsoever. V'chein b'mitzvah tzitzis. The same thing is true about tzitzis. Afilu yichrech atzmei b'talus shekula tcheles. If a Jew will wrap himself in a talus that's made of all tcheles, from head to toe, will wrap himself 64 times around, eino yotzei de tzitzis, he does not get credit for the mitzvah tzitzis whatsoever, ad sheyitla tzitzis b'kamfei talus, until he puts the tzitzis in the corners of his garment, exactly, precisely the way the Torah describes. V'chein b'mitzvas mezuzah. The same thing is true when it comes to a mezuzah. Putting a mezuzah on your house. If a person has a house that's 600,000 square meters, gigantic stadium that he built for himself to have a house, the Torah says he's got to put a mezuzah on the doorway. How big is the mezuzah? The mezuzah can be 4 inches tall and 12 inches, you know, long. That mezuzah, that koshers the entire house. Afilu habayis mole sforim, eino yotze b'zeh sheik b'mezuzah tlapesa. Whereas if this person brings in 600 truckloads of sforim and puts them in his house, does he get credit for having a mezuzah on his door? No. Does he get credit? Has he koshered the house? No. The house is not yet kosher until he puts that little mezuzah on. The same thing is true regarding all the mitzvahs of the Torah. כי כל מצווה ומצווה יש לו שיעורים וגבולים כפי דעת תורה הקדושה שצריכים לעשות את זה בתיקון זה דווקא כפי הנמסר לנו מפי משה רבנו הראשון. Because each and every single mitzvah has its rules and regulations and its sizes and its details related to it, which a person must do exactly as prescribed by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. Asher daika im mekaymen oisa ketikuna kamei shnimsa lanu, whereby if the person fulfills it with all the details as was given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, oz zoichin lahamshecho oir hanimshecha yidei kol mitzvah. Then the person draws upon himself the light which a Jew is capable of drawing upon himself through the performance of a mitzvah. And he draws that light from the beginning to the end. Meiresh kol dargin, from the highest, uppermost of levels, ad seif kol dargin, down, down, down to the lowest, lowest level. Ad sheyeh nichlal zeh ho'ilam b'sharosho b'b'chinas seif ma'isem achshav etchila, to the point where he participates in plugging this physical world into Hashem. He's plugging the lowest, last item on the totem pole into the uppermost, first item on the totem pole, kav yochum. Shezeu b'chinas tachlis avodas ha-Torah v'mitzvois. And this is the ultimate goal of all of our Torah and mitzvois, to plug ourselves and the world into Hashem. Shezeu b'chinas hashgocha shleima barotzi v'shoy kanal. This is the concept of Hashem's supervision on the world being whole, complete. When a Jew is zeicha to participate in this way, how? By starting a mitzvah and bringing the mitzvah to completion. When a person brings a mitzvah to completion, he's involved in bringing a completion to the world. He's involved in turning on a light that reaches from top to bottom, from beginning to end, and ties the end back to the beginning. Ois Yudalit, v'zeh b'chinas machlekes koirach. This is the old concept of the machlekes of koirach against Moshe Rabbeinu. Shemachlekusoy hoyo sheshoal talis shekulot cheles chayeves betzitzis. His machlekes, part of his machlekes was that he asked Moshe Rabbeinu a shayla. What the shayla is like this: if I have a garment where the entire garment is made of cheles, do I have to put tzitzis on it? Do I have to put strings on it? Amar lehem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes, definitely. Hischil Mesachikolov, so Korach started laughing and making fun of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, what kind of ridiculous, look how illogical that is. Ma talus shel menacher, chut echad shel tcheles petro. Imagine, if I have a garment that's made of wool or linen, white wool, and I put one string of tcheles, one string of blue wool, is enough to kosher it, to make it be considered tzitzis, you know, and the whole garment is kosher. Kal v'chomer, if the entire garment is made of tcheles, then what kind of ridiculous thing is it to think that I would have to put a string of tcheles through it? That's absurd. V'chein shoal bayis mo'es forum chayav b'mezuzah. And the same question Korach asked: if I have a room and I fill the entire room with Hebrew books, do I have to put a mezuzah on the door? Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes, definitely. Korach started laughing. Look how nothing he says makes sense. Moshe Rabbeinu has no logic. The Torah he's teaching us doesn't make any sense. Ridiculous. A mezuzah. A mezuzah is to bring a little Yiddishkeit into a room. If the whole room is Yiddishkeit, then it's like a lunacy to put the mezuzah on the door. And he was wrong, raw. He was dead wrong. Hainu kanal. This is as we said in the previous paragraph. Ki Korach kofar beikor. Korach denied the essence of Yiddishkeit. Ubemes cholak al Torah kula. He denied the entire Torah. V'lo rotzel lahamin sheyachol lahamshich hashgachosu v'chiyusei leinu aydei kiyum haTorah v'mitzvos. He refused to believe that by doing these precise mitzvos, a person is drawing the eye of Hashem, this total supervision of Hashem upon himself. Ki nofal b'kfira sakoyfrim shoyimrim sheyef shechas shalom sheyavay hashgachosu v'atzmi aleinu kanal. Korach fell into this trap that many of the non-believers at that time fell into, where they thought that it's ridiculous that Hashem himself supervises all kinds of nitty-gritty details of what's going on in this world. V'alkein osa leitzonus miprotei mitzvos. And therefore he mocked the details of the mitzvos. כי בכל יש המצוויס יכולים לומר איזה טעם של שטוס והבל של המחקרים והכופרים. Because Rav Nosenthal says, if a person wants to sit down and write a book explaining, like showing the good of doing mitzvahs, the good of the Torah, on a general level, you could come up with all kinds of reasoning, all kinds of interesting reasons as to why the Torah is a good book, why it's a nice thing. Not related to religion even, not specifically a religion, but in terms of a concept of doing good, of being a good person. כמו שנמצא גם עכשיו, שאומרים טעמים של הבל על המצוות, הוא כמובן במקום אחר. Rav Nosenthal says, as we find nowadays, there are rabbis or people who have written such books where they have written reasons that they've come up with as to why they think this mitzvah is a good thing to do. You know, their own personal developments. כי הם אינם רוצים להאמין שהמצוות הן אחדות יתברך. These are people who don't have pure faith in Hashem. They do not believe that this mitzvah is something that plugs me into Hashem, plugs me into the creator of the world. And each and every single mitzvah has the ability to reach up to the highest worlds, the most ethereal worlds, in turning on a light that lights up the entire universe. And still, on a general level, they can give all kinds of beautiful explanations or reasons for the Torah or for mitzvahs. Aber bepratei dinei ha-mitzvah, but regarding the details of the performance of a mitzvah, mizeh shineihem keos, that they grit their teeth at, that they can't handle, that they don't, that they can't rationalize, they can't explain based on their type of logic why it makes a difference if the tefillin is over here or if it's a half a millimeter off to the side, or how that makes such a big difference. They can't rationalize all the details of the mitzvahs. V'alkein be'emes misloitzitzim midivrei razal v'kofrim b'chol ha-Torah, and therefore these people who have written these commentaries on the Torah, many of them mock the words of the rabbis. And they deny, they refuse, they do not accept the Gemara, they do not accept the Halacha, they do not accept the Shulchan Aruch. U'b'yoseh b'Torah shebal peh, and they especially deny the oral Torah. V'ein tzrichim l'harach b'gnuz day tamaroah. I don't want to go into any length, Rav Nosenthal says, in describing how evil and wicked are their opinions. V'alkein koirach shenofa l'kfiroi seilu ki kofar b'ikor k'moshem razal, alkein hisloitzes miproti ha-mitzvahs. And therefore Koirach, who fell into this kind of trap, because the Gemara says, kofar b'ikor, he denied Hashem, because he denied this was his pride. That's why he made fun of the details of the mitzvahs. Asher al pi elu ki hu einoi ma'amin shiesh sodos noros ba-mitzvahs. Because he refused to believe that there are secrets behind these mitzvahs, awesome secrets, Asher pi elu asodos shamitzvos nogim lemokom shenogim, whereby through an understanding of these secrets, a person would realize how far-reaching are the effects of a mitzvah. Al kein tzrichim l'kayim ha-mitzvos b'derech zeh daiko, and that's why we're supposed to do the mitzvah exactly like this, precisely in this manner. כמו שציג המשה בן אלה שם, אז המשה בן תורס, בפרוטיס, in detail, לתלוס הציציס על כנפי הבגד דייקה, to put the ציציס on the corners of our garment, וכל זמן שאין את הולוס מכנפי הבגד, and if you don't put it exactly in the corner, אפילו אם יתלוסם לפני עינוב, תומד, even if you keep it right in front of your face, 24 hours a day, ואפילו אם יכריך עצמי, בציציס מראש שבע רגלוי, and even if a person wraps himself up in ציציס from head to toe, or yilbash talish or kula tcheles, or put on a garment made of all tcheles, eino yeitze bozeh mitzvah tzitzis klal. He gets no credit whatsoever for fulfilling the mitzvah. Adaraba, just the opposite. Hu koifer, he is a person who denies Hashem, denies religion. Hu mecharef, hu megadef es Torah Moshe, and the person is insulting the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki kol imras elikai tzerufa, Because all the words of Hashem are measured. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Imrois Hashem, Amorois, Tahorois, Mezukok Shevasayim. The words of Hashem are pure. They have been purified 7 times 7, 49 times, 49 levels of purification. V'chol ha-mitzvahis tzruthim u'mezukok ha-meita yizbarach. And all the mitzvahs are refined and pure, direct from Hashem. She'tzrichim l'kaimim b'ofen zeh daika k'vidas Torah k'dusha. Whereby a person must fulfill the mitzvah precisely, exactly the way it's described, and not deviate one iota. V'yalkein korach she'kofar b'zeh, and therefore korach, who denied all of this, he denied hashgacha prati, Alkein shoal talis shekulat chelis chayus betzitzus v'sochak mizeh b'mashichut echot shel chelis potekol talis. That's why he asked these questions. If I have a garment that's all chelis, does it require tzitzus? And when Moshe Rabbeinu answered him, he made fun of the answer. Ki loy hemin shehamitzvos mekashrin kol hoylamos mereishis vad achris, because he refused to believe and to realize that the mitzvos bind together all the worlds, from beginning to end of all of creation, ad shemalim v'kolelen ha'achris bereishis, to the point where we're able to elevate and plug the end into the beginning. Asher b'shvil zeh tzrichim lekayim ha'mitzvah meroish v'atzoyf kifi dinei ha'protei b'shleimus, ad sheyagia adei ha'mitzvah oiro yizbaruch aleinu b'bchinas hashgacha shleima. And that's why a person is required to do the mitzvah from beginning to the end, exactly the way it's described. So that through this mitzvah, the light of Hashem can reach us in the form of a total hashgacha, so that the entire world should be plugged into Hashem. That's this concept of tying the end back to the beginning. Rav Nosson Zal says we still have to elaborate on this issue of Korach much more. V'hovein heitev. However, understand very, very well what we've said so far. Ois tesvov. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein ein ha-mitzvah nikras el al mi shegoimra. And this is why the Torah tells us that the one who is given credit for a mitzvah is the one who finishes the job. The one example that we have is when the Jews were taken out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who took them out of Mitzrayim. And yet the Gemara shows there's a place in the Torah where it talks about Yehoshua being the one to take them out. He says, what are you talking about? Yehoshua didn't take them out, Moshe Rabbeinu did. He says, yes, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't finish the job. Finishing the job was bringing them into Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua finished the job, the mitzvah is credited to his name. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki daiko beis hagmar oz zoichin lifol pulosoi b'shleimus lichol beis borah. Because it's specifically at the completion of the mitzvah, that's when the mitzvah does what it's supposed to do, meaning it plugs you into Hashem. He gets a benefit, but in terms of the credit, the mitzvah, whose name does it carry? It carries the one who finished it. V'zehu b'chlolius. This applies on a general level. U'b'protius b'chol odom, and this applies in detail to each and every individual Jew. In other words, this applies in terms of general, a person's general Yiddishkeit. Who's considered a success? The one who gets to the finish line. Not a person who has a couple of good years in his life in the beginning, but then he just lets it deteriorate, lets it go, and becomes chashon irreligious. It's a person who finishes his life as a religious person, that kind of thing. So it applies to each individual Jew. V'chein b'klolius ha'olam, and it applies on a global level. Ki kol odom afilu kishezoich la'asos mitzvah v'zoich la'goyim rabbi shleimus. Because each and every single Jew, even if he's zoche to complete a mitzvah already, he won the battle. He didn't win the war yet. There's a war. He has to still yearn to Hashem that he should be zoche to finish all the other battles that he has to finish in order to be considered a success. Because the end is much more important than the beginning. It's finishing. As the Gemara says, Al tamen biatzmecho ad yoy moischo, do not trust yourself until the day of your passing, until you pass away, because a person never knows. A person could have 60 religious years in his life, And in the last year, blow it, chas v'shalom. Well, the last day he could blow it, chas v'shalom. U'kishe zeiche b'achri say levalos yomav b'toyu hamiti. And when a Jew is zeiche, at the end of his life, to spend his life properly, azai ashrei loy, that person is the luckiest person in the world. V'al kein on royin shehar bei hischidu b'avodas Hashem, avul zi'iru ninun shezeichu v'agiyel ha'malosam. This is why Rav Nosson Zal says we find in the world that there are many, many people who started climbing in coming close to Hashem, in trying to become very religious, very good, but there are very, very few people that got to where they were supposed to get to, that got to their finish line. V'nimtzoim rabim shenoifle me'avidosam. Unfortunately, there are many people who end up dropping their Yiddishkeit. Either dropping it totally, or dropping that run, dropping that extra effort that they were putting into it to try to be very religious, to try to be really good in Yiddishkeit. V'af al pi shebevadai b'kedusha ein shum dover shebekedusha nevad loylam. And even though we can definitely say that when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to mitzvos, anything that a person does, anything, any investment of time, effort, money, does not go lost. It definitely is worth something. And it definitely gets locked up in a vault, in a bank account. And it'll be there for that person. And what a person did when he first started trying to be religious, or trying to be extra religious, kol dibur digdusha sheyotze mipiv, every single word of tefillah or Torah or something good that came out of his mouth, v'chol tnua kala she'osa b'avodas Hashem yisbarach, and this every slightest movement that he made in trying to do a mitzvah, in trying to be religious, b'vadai einoy ne'avad lo'ilam, it most definitely does not go lost. It's not ignored. It's not forgotten. V'soif kol soif lo yishor lo kin v'ormeila koila. And in the end, the only thing that remains from the person is that, those good things that he did in his life, no matter how small, no matter how few, and even if he only started but he didn't get to finish, haynu dvorim shebikdusha shezoch lases b'zoila, meaning the holy items that he was zocher to do in this world, ki ein melavim loy lodom loy kesev loy zov loy vanim tovis margolias el torah maisim tovim bilvad, because the Gemara teaches us that when a person leaves this world, his gold, silver, precious stones, none of that stuff accompanies him. It doesn't go with him. The only thing that accompanies him on his trip is his mitzvos and maasim tovim, his good deeds. Afal pikein, still, despite all of that, lizkos lamashetzora kolechad lizkos, ief shalizkos ad sheikmor avadosu bishleimus. For a person to get to where he's supposed to get to, the only way he will get there is if he's zeichet to finish the job, to complete, to have a good ending, a happy ending. Dehainu sheyizke l'avodas Hashem yisbarach kol yemei chayav ad hasof, meaning that from the time that the person realizes what it means to be a religious Jew, what it means to serve Hashem, for him to be solid, a solid citizen till the end, to remain loyal and devoted to Hashem till his last day. V'alkein royim b'chush shehabal dovor mizgar atzmoi moid moid beis shodom somuch v'korev lichnois l'shari akdusha. And this is why you find that when a person is about to enter into the gates of holiness, when a person is about to make it in Yiddishkeit, in serving Hashem, that's when the Yetzer Hara goes all out to do everything he can to block that person from getting in. As is explained in Rabbein Ezal's writings in other places at length. This is regarding each individual Jew's battle with his Yetzer Hara and trying to be a success. Now Rabbein Ezal says in paragraph Tezayin, V'chein b'kol yisoylam, and this applies to not just on an individual level, but on a global level. Ki ato b'doyreis halolu shem ikvis mashicha, Atohu bechinas achris hayomim, because this time period that we find ourselves in today, Rav Nosson Zal says, he was talking 150, almost 200 years ago. He says this time period that we find ourselves in is definitely considered the end of time. These are the last years of this physical world before Mashiach comes, before Hashem is going to be starting something new. שעל זה הסנה בימי מוישה רבנו לא בשום התורה הקדושה. It's about this period in Jewish history that מוישה רבנו writes in the Torah, בצר לך ומצאוך באחרית הימים האלה. That when the Jews are going to find themselves in very difficult situations, that's when they're going to find Hashem. Towards the end of days, towards the end of time, meaning right before Mashiach is scheduled to come, when the Jews are going to go through all kinds of difficult things, many, many Jews are going to look at that, and that's going to be their motivation to change their whole life around, to become religious, to become extra religious, etc. ובשביל זה הסגר עצמי הבלדובר עתו מועיד מועיד בישראל. And this is why the Yetzer Hara is working very, very hard against so many against Jews. ורבים מבני פריצי עמנו נכשלו ונפלו ונישאו עדי תאווסם הרועס לכפירס והפיקרוסס גודל ופורקו אלה גמרי. And unfortunately, many of the bad people among us, many of the people who are very off, unfortunately, they ended up going way south and getting onto a track where they end up denying Hashem completely and denying the Torah, and they ended up throwing away their Yiddishkeit completely, rejecting the Torah, rejecting mitzvahs completely. And if that wasn't enough for them, they even remove the shame from their faces. They're not even ashamed of it. They're not even embarrassed. They say, on the contrary, this is the way a Jew is supposed to be. To shave off their beards and their payas, and to dress like the non-Jews dress, and to study in their universities, to study to be a cultured person. That's the true Jew, to be a man of God, man of the world, to be part of the world. The Rachmona Litzlan, woe is to them. וגם הו אנשים הקשרים קצת, הרחוקים מהם מדרכיהם, גם כן. Okay, that's one group of people, unfortunately. Now Rav Nosson Zal says there's a second group of people, a group of people who are religious and who are not that way. They're far from that. גם כן נופלו בתרדס הפרנסה. Unfortunately, many of them have gotten involved in the business world or in the working world, and they've gotten so wrapped up in it. V'nirpim min ha-toyro v'avoido tamo. And they've ended up becoming very weak in Torah, very weak in serving Hashem. The amount of time that they spend on Torah has gone down to zero or next to zero. The amount of time they spend davening. They remember, there used to be a time when they used to daven shacharis, it took them 45 minutes. Now suddenly they get more into the bit rush, have to catch the train, have to catch this, have to live out in suburbia, so to travel to work takes an hour and a half. So I have to be on the train 6:45. They start davening in shul 6:30, can't make the minyan, I have to daven at home. Or the minyan has to go faster. We got to do shacharis instead of 30 minutes, 15 minutes. So what's so terrible, you know? And all of this compromises and compromising their religion, where the religion shrinks and shrinks and shrinks, whereas all the other things, the gashmius in their lives, doesn't shrink, that expands. Their standard of living goes up, 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 and their Yiddishkeit goes down, down, down. The size of the yarmulke gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Uzeirun inin, listen to Rav Nosson Zal's words now. He's talking very much to the heart. Uzeirun inin, sheyushekdim al dalsi ha-torah v'avoido kemoi ha-doirois ha-koidnim. There are very few people around today who struggle in Torah and in serving Hashem like they used to in previous generations, the way they used to in those days. The reason for this is because we're getting close to the finish line. We're close to the end. We're close to when it's going to be all over. We today are very, very close to the end. And Mashiach's coming is definitely not that far off. And when Mashiach is going to come, we are going to have a final, total redemption, whereby there is never again going to be an exile for the Jewish people. This is going to be the final end. And then the world is going to come to a complete perfection. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Toiv Achris Dovo Mereshisoi, that the end is certainly going to be much, much better than what the beginning was. Meaning, Kikol Hagulois Horishoinois Hoyachrisam Golos. Because all of the earlier redemptions, the first redemptions, even though it was a redemption, even though it was a major victory and success for the Jewish people, but it was short-lived. After the victory, after everything, they ended up going back into exile, and back into exile, and back into suffering. Whereas now, we are waiting for Moshiach to come, who is going to complete the perfection of the world once and for all. Shenoshuv el Hashem loylam, whereby the Jewish people are going to return to Hashem permanently. A permanent commitment to Hashem. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, V'korati itom bris chadosha. Hashem says, I'm going to make a new bond with the Jewish people, a new covenant. Leike bris ha-shekorati, not like the earlier ones, which were always broken, you know, which commitments which ended up being broken. Asherheim heferes brisi, where the Jews ended up nullifying, you know, and going against their commitments. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "V'loyitamoy begiluleim b'shikutzeim b'chol pesheim." The Jews will never again become defiled, impure, with all kinds of impurities. V'nosati es migdoshi b'soicham li'olam. I will place my sanctuary among them permanently, forever. Umach mashata somuch laketz, because we are getting so close to the finish now. That's why the Yetzer Hara is going to every length possible. He's stretching himself beyond all of his limits to block the Jews from serving Hashem properly. How? How is he accomplishing that? What's his most important weapon? Machloikis. Divisiveness among Jews. This one doesn't agree, this one's no good, this one talks against this one talks. So the whole world ends up being mixed up, and people have given up searching for tzaddikim. Because anybody who thinks it's tzaddik, somebody else says, oh, he's a nut, he's a zero, all of this kind of stuff. Alkein tzrichin achshav lehischazek mo'oid mo'oid b'avodosis baruch. Therefore, each and every single Jew has to try very, very hard to serve Hashem. And each and every single Jew has to try very hard to finish what he started in serving Hashem. Meaning any Jew who at whatever point in his life made a decision and a commitment to want to be religious or to want to try to be extra good in religion has to try very hard to give himself whatever encouragement he needs and whatever motivation to get to the finish line, not to give up, not to stop in the middle, but to make sure that he makes it to the end. Vim hischil yigmar. Rav Nosson Zal says, and anybody who started should see to it to finish. Vim lo hischil adayin, and for all of those who haven't started yet, yaschil v'yigmar. Start and finish. Paragraph Yud Zayin. Okay, this is all cute and fine. It's nice to say. What do I do? How do I get through it? What's my weapon? V'hoikar ho'etzo hu emuna. Rav Nosson Zal says the most important advice that I could possibly give you as to how to be successful at all of this is faith. Ki kishimaminim be'emes b'ashem yizborach u'bashgachosoy b'protius. Because when a person really believes in Hashem and really believes in Hashgacha Proti, ein tzrichin lidoig al parnoso. Such a person does not need to worry about parnoso. And most definitely, there is nothing that will cause that person to fall. Fall meaning to let go of his Yiddishkeit, or to let go of the fire he has for Yiddishkeit. Ki adarabba, just the opposite. Alidei hanafilo yischazek yoser. Anytime he experiences a fall, he'll work harder. He'll start working even harder. Ki loma nofel bedatoi. Because what caused this person to get discouraged? What caused him to get upset and everything? The fact that he committed a sin, or he did something that he perceives to be wrong. He did something wrong, and that's why all kinds of terrible things are happening. Imkain, if that's the case, That's all the more reason for him to try harder. Because if I am one of those few people in this world who realize that when a person commits a sin, he is causing tremendous destruction in heavenly worlds, and he's wreaking havoc, he's causing traumatic things to take place, Im kein yesh lo yamuna, then I'm one of those elite Jews who really believes. I believe in Hashem, and I believe in what a sin is, and what a mitzvah is, and how catastrophic are the effects of a sin. U'keshe yesh lo yamuna, and if I believe, then yesh lo tikva dayin lo olam, then I have to have hope all the time. Ki kol mitzvosecho emuna. Because the Pasuk says all the mitzvahs of Hashem are faith, are hope. Ki kol zman sheyesh lo emuna, yesh lo tikun li'olam. Because as long as a person believes, that person can be repaired. There's nothing in the world that that person can do that can't be fixed. So if I believe in Hashem enough to realize that I've done terrible things, then that shows I am a believer. Not that I'm not a believer, I am a believer. And if I am a believer, if I have faith in Hashem, it means I'm plugged into all 613 mitzvahs. Because the Pasuk says, kol mitzvosecho emuna. That emuna, faith, is called the totality of all the mitzvahs. So if I believe, it means that to some degree I'm still plugged into all the mitzvahs, and there's still hope for me. And as we find that Rabbein Azal once encountered a Jew who was very depressed and very upset, and he was mamish ready to give up, Rabbein Azal said to him, if you believe that it's possible for a Jew to destroy, then you must also believe that it's possible for a Jew to repair. If Hashem has put it in your hands to destroy, Hashem had to have given you the ability also to fix, to correct. U'kvar mavur bidvoreinu alofim pomim. And we've already said this thousands of times. She'ein shum yish boilam klal. There is no such thing in the world as giving up. V'hoikarahu emuna. And the most important thing is faith. Ki kishyesh le emuna b'hashgachos yizbar b'shleimus. Because when a Jew really believes in hashgacha proti, in the fact that Hashem supervises everything that's taking place, shezeu b'chinas rotzui v'shoiv, which means this person has that eye contact with Hashem, of Hashem looking down on him and he's looking back on Hashem. B'chinas klolius ho'achris b'reishis, meaning that this person, his end and beginning are plugged into each other. That person will definitely get to a happy ending. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, ki achris le'ish shalom, that a person who's an ish shalom, a good person, will get to the finish line. Ki al yidei emuna shleimo yedaleg v'yikpoitz al kol hamenios v'hahasosos v'hapituyim v'hadchiyos v'chalishes adas sh'ayetzahora v'chayeloisov roitzam lapiloi kilu ein loyoid shum tikva. Because through this person's faith, through his solid faith, the person will be able to skip over and jump over all the obstacles and all the seductions and all the tricks and all the discouraging thoughts that the Yetzirah tries to inject into him. The Yetzirah and all of his armies, all of his associates, try to inject into the Jew, to knock him down, to make the person give up hope on himself or on his Yiddishkeit. The person will be able to overcome all of that. Because through faith, the person is able to jump over all of that. He's able to bypass, circumvent all of that nonsense. Because the person believes, faith means that he believes that Hashem is the beginning and Hashem is the end. And Hashem has chosen the service of Moshe Rabbeinu and Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's Hashem's best in this whole world. ואף על פי כן הוא משתשע ומקבל תיימו גם מעבוד הקלה של הפוחר שבבחוסם שבישראל. And even though Hashem appreciates the avoid of Moshe Rabbeinu and Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, still Hashem enjoys and derives tremendous pleasure from every tiny good thing, every microscopic good thing that the smallest, lowest Jew does. Afilu Rishoim Ubali Averis Upoishe Yisrael, even the worst wicked people, sinners, Kolzman Sheshem Yisrael Niklale Alehem, so long as they still are Jewish, so long as they still have that title Yisrael, Dahainu Sheyesh Lo Emuna, which means they have not rejected their faith, Adayin Hu Yisborach Mekabel Tainug Vispars Miam Mikol Tnura Kalabi Alma Sheyesim Lefom and Betfilo Ebeiz Mitzvah. Hashem derives pleasure and takes pride in every slightest movement that this person makes, this little Jew, this little defective Jew, every slightest movement he makes to daven or to learn or to do a mitzvah, the tiniest mitzvah, Hashem gets a tremendous pleasure from it. Kimavura bekama mekoymois, as is explained in several chapters in Likutei Moran, kegoin batorah vayehem erikim sakeim, for example, in chapter 17 in the first half of Likutei Moran, ubeshari mekoymois, and in other places. Ki hatzadikim vagdoilim b'malo neged harishon vaktanim b'malo heim bebechinas reishis v'achris. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains now that if we want to discuss the tzadikim versus the rishon, the greatest tzadikim versus the worst rishonim, we would call the greatest tzaddikim the beginning of all beginnings, and we would call the worst rishonim the end of all ends. These guys are all the way in the front of the line, and these guys are all the way in the back of the line. Ki hatzaddikim heim bebechinas reish kol dargin, because the tzaddikim are considered to be way on top, you know, in the beginning of all levels. They're way out front. Whereas the people who are at the lowest level, the people who are on bottom of the totem pole, they are the ones who consider to be way at the end, the furthest ones away from Hashem. So what? So what? Hashem is Barach Rishoin V'Achroin. Hashem is the beginning and Hashem is the end. Hashem is everywhere. Umagid Meireshis Achris. Hashem is the one who knows at the beginning what's going to be at the end. Umeyached Umekasher Soif Maisa B'machshavot Chila. And Hashem is the one who connects the beginning, the original thought, to the last action. By Hashem, it's all one. By a human being, for example, when he designs a building, he wants to build a building, the initial concept starts off at one point in time, and from the time of the initial concept to the time they put the last nail in and knock the last nail into the building, could be 5 years, could be 10 years. And how much, you know, it's millions of miles, it's light years away in a sense. But by Hashem, there is no such thing. By Hashem, it's Hashem Echod. Hashem is one. To Hashem, the beginning and the end are identical. They're all part of that oneness. Hashem binds together the end to the beginning. And this is something that every Jew, the smallest Jew, by strengthening himself in faith in Hashem, in Hashgacha Proti, in knowing that Hashem is at the beginning and the end of everything, the person can get to a happy ending. That's how the end gets plugged into the beginning. This is the essence of tshuva, this type of realization. Whereby a person, when he's way down, he's able to turn it around and use it as an excuse to rebound and jump way, way up. Whereby when a Jew finds himself falling and having fallen to a very, very low level as a result of his misdeeds, despite that, if the person will still hold on to Hashem, and he'll believe in Hashem 100%, that even in the low, low place that I find myself in now, Hashem is here. Hashem is everywhere, top to bottom. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, in Esak Shemaim Shemata Batzei Shalineka, if I reach up to the highest of heavens, Hashem, you're there. And if I fall to the lowest, lowest depths, you're there also, Hashem. Ukamay Shikosvan, as the Pasuk says, Are you my Hashem only up close, and you're not my Hashem from far away? You're my Hashem always. Whether I'm feeling closer to you or further away from you, you're still Hashem. You're still everywhere and everything. Oz, kishi yischazek b'emuna zois, when a person finds himself in that low level, and despite that, he's able to strengthen himself with this kind of faith, he draws upon himself the total supervision of Hashem, this two-way, two-directional flow, gam shom, even in that low place that he is. And by doing that, this person plugs that lowest level that he's in, which is all the way at the bottom, 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 he plugs it into the top of the top. He plugs it into Hashem, the beginning. And not only will the person rescue himself, not only would this help that person himself to extricate himself from the mud that he's in, but he will also be able to help others, other souls and other sparks of Kedusha that are also in the mud with him, they will also be able to be elevated and extricated. And when this address that's 4 billion miles away from Hashem, you know, way, way down, all the way at the end of the earth, spiritually, when that address plugs into Hashem, mimeilo nichlolim kol shar hamadrego shebem sabikdushas yizborach, automatically everything else along the way gets plugged in. When a person puts out a fishing net, and the fishing net is not just 100 feet from the ship, but he throws out the fishing net 1,000 feet away from the ship, and then he pulls it in, not only does he pull in fish from 1,000 feet away, he pulls in the fish that are 900 feet away also, 800, 700, everything gets pulled in. Nimtzo shedaiko horechoikim, kishe yizchasku be'emuna shleimo, yizku l'tshuva bevadai. So Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, it's those people specifically who are very, very far from Hashem, if they will be able to hold on to faith, they will definitely be zeche to a true tshuva, val yodom daiko yistaknu kol ho'elomois. And it's through them that all the worlds will have a tikkun, will be perfected. Al yidei shenichlal achros v'seif mamish bereishis hamachshava. By the end, being plugged into the beginning, that will affect the total, total picture. V'alkein ikar achros hagulo achroin abachasem mo'ele tolei b'tshuva daika kamay sham razal. And this is why the Gemara says, and all the Zohar Kodesh and all the Sforim, that the main thing that's going to bring about Moshiach's coming, the main thing that's going to bring about this final tikkun is tshuva. It's those people who need to do tshuva. When they will do tshuva, that's what's going to close the whole gap. Kiein hadovor toli ela b'tshuva. It's dependent only on tshuva. Kamay sham razal, as the Gemara says, kiein hadovor toli ela b'tshuva. Ukamay shekosuv uvor letzion goyel uleshovei feshab Yaakov. The goyel, the redeemer, will come to Yerushalayim when? Uleshovei feshab Yaakov. When the Jews will do tshuva, shovei. Ki al yidei tshuva shezochin harechokim daiko al yidei emunah shleimah kanal. Because it's through the tshuva which those people who are furthest away from Hashem, through the tshuva that they will accomplish by believing in Hashem, that will help that the end, the furthest extremities, will be plugged into the inner circle, the innermost. That's the essence of the success and the completion of the final redemption, b'mehera b'yameinu amen, which we hope will come very, very soon. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds one short appendix, paragraph Yudches, u'bishvil ze osur lechol shum tvua koydem ho'emer. And it's for this reason that we have a law that on the 16th day of Nisan, the Jews brought a special sacrifice, the Mincha Soimer, a special carbon made from barley. And until that sacrifice was brought, any grains that had grown from the new crop, you were not allowed to use them until this sacrifice was brought. Once this sacrifice was brought, then the new crop becomes permissible. Ki onu tzrichin lamshich parnos haseinu v'achilo haseinu ha'idei emunas hashgocha levad shebichinas ri'ya sh'idei zeh nimshach ha'shefa b'midah b'gvulo zman kanal. Because we learned earlier that the way that a Jew is supposed to draw his sustenance from Hashem is by believing in hashgocha proti, by making that direct connection with Hashem. Shezeh zeichin ha'idei hanof ha'soymer kanal. And we explained earlier that one of the main things that helps that you make that connection is this particular sacrifice, this oimer, which they used to lift it up and down, out and in all directions to show that Hashem is everywhere. This sacrifice, we learned earlier, was like the Shema, it was like the Kriya Shema. It was one of the most outstanding declarations of faith in Hashem, faith in Hashgocha Proti. Avul koda shezeh zoich an idea anofas oimer, which a person is zoich to draw this Hashgocha Shleim upon himself, through this particular sacrifice. Avul koidem hoimer adayin nechaz b'hashefa achizas haklipois hanem shochim me riboyor sheyesh lem achizah b'hashefa idei chet odom rishin shepogam b'munach muvur b'makam achar. Whereas, until this sacrifice has been brought, then there are other forces, there are forces of tumah, klipois, that still are, that originate from the Riboyor, from the time of Adam Arishin, when Adam Arishin ate from the tree of wisdom, he ate what he wasn't supposed to, and therefore he was poigem in emunah, he didn't have solid faith in Hashem. That's what gave birth to these klipois, and until this sacrifice is brought, those klipois are still running around, and they're still able to latch on to the food. It's when this sacrifice is brought, which is one of the most powerful declarations of faith in Hashem, that's what eliminates, it zaps all of those klipos, and it makes it that the new crop is pure, solid. This is why right after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem issued a curse. You will eat with depression. Itzovoin. Again, showing that the klipos will be able to latch on to your food. With the sweat of your nose you will eat. In other words, again, there'll be a struggle involved. The struggle is dealing with those klipos, those forces of impurity that were created as a result of the Pegam Eitz Hadas. Shekol zehu machmas achizas haklipois shemizgabru ma'idei akfirois sabuei ma'idei b'chinas ribuyer. This is all the result of these klipos who are able to have power as a result of people who don't believe in Hashem properly, which comes about through Riboyer, by them trying to be too smart, too rational, too logical. Where they try to analyze Hashem and understand everything about Hashem. And this is why the Jews are not allowed to eat any grains until they first remove the grains from the hold of these klipos, these tumas, which are attached to kfira, lack of faith in Hashem. How do we take the tvua out of their hands? By declaring our faith in Hashem in the fullest sense. That's what the oimer was all about. V'alkein osur le'ochel chodosh ad shemakriv an oimer. This is why we are not allowed to eat from the new crops until we first bring this sacrifice, the Omer, Shehoz Mekashren Kol Havov Ktzavos Lashem Yisborach. By bringing the Omer, we are plugging all six directions into Hashem. East, north, east, west, north, south, up and down, we're plugging it all into Hashem. V'nimshach Hashgocha Shleimo Berotzi V'shoi B'b'chinas Riyah. Thereby we draw upon ourselves the total supervision of Hashem, two-directional. And that creates the vessel, b'b'chinas gvul uzman, which is the boundaries, the time, the place, l'kabel hashefa b'hadrogo u'b'mida, to be able to receive what Hashem is sending us in a constructive way, in a properly measured way, in a way that we can handle it. And we eliminate the hold that the forces of tumah had on this food, on this sustenance. And that's when the new crop becomes permissible. Ki oz mekavlam ha-shefa derech ha-gdusha levad. Because it's when a person has done that, then he is drawing his shefa via the kedusha only. Al yidei she'oisim kelim umido al yidei anof ha-semer. By the person creating a vessel and boundaries through this mitzvah of hanof ha-semer, through this mitzvah of lifting up this mincha in the different directions. Another version of this, a variation of this obviously, is when a Jew makes a bracha on food. You take a look at food, we know that food has to go through certain filtering processes before you can eat it. An orange, a fruit, you have to peel the orange first, then remove this, and wash it, and there's all kinds of filtering that has to be done. Baruch Nias also, everything in this world is tainted. As a result of what Adam HaRishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, everything in this world has a potential of klipos and tumah on it, or it actually has klipos and tumah. And it's only when we declare our faith in Hashem, by us saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and paying attention to what we're saying, we're pronouncing Hashem's name on this food. I'm saying, this food didn't come into being by itself, there's a creator behind it. Hashem created it. And Hashem, originally, Hashem made it grow, and Hashem watched over it from the beginning till the end, till right now. And by a person declaring that faith in Hashem, that emuna is what strips away the klipos, the forces of tumah, and sees to it that the food should not be able to have any harmful effects on him, but rather only the opposite. It should only be constructive and conducive. Now, Rav Nosson Zal writes, Hilchas Masa Umatin Halacha Hei Nizbar Behilchas Beis Hakneses Halacha Hei Bois Ches. Regarding the next discussion on the topic of Masa Umatin, doing business, if you look in Hilchas Beis Hakneses, which was earlier, at the end of volume Aleph, there in Halacha Hei, paragraph 8, Ches, there was a discussion about the topic of Masa Umatin. And for Hilchas Masa Umatin Halacha Vav, for the next discussion on doing business, look in Hilchas Beis Hakneses Halacha Vav, paragraph Chav Dalet. There also, there was a discussion about this topic of Masa Umatin Bemura, doing business properly. And with this, we complete this section of Hilchas Masa Umatin, the laws of going out to work, going out to do business, etc., etc. The next chapter of Nosson Zal is going to begin is Hilchas Netilas Yodayim L'Suda, the laws of washing your hands for bread. And on that, there's going to be quite a number of pages with fantastic, fantastic things. Now we're going to start going into the whole topic of eating. That's washing for bread, and eating bread, and Berchas HaMazon, and all the laws during a meal, etc., etc. Baruch Hashem.